I'm Rachel C. Swanson, and you're listening to the Refine and Restore podcast. Welcome to the podcast where I help strip away the lies that are holding you back and restore your heart and mind back to what is true. From faith, relationships, purposeful living, personal and spiritual growth insights, this podcast is designed to provide inspiration and encouragement to help you grow into the person that you are meant to be. Are you in a season that was good, but now it's, well, not so good? Perhaps you can't even quite place what's wrong with it exactly, but something in your heart has shifted, or some sort of family dynamic shifted, and what was good for a season is no longer good for this next season. This is what I'm covering today on episode 16, and I'm inviting you into my journey as I process this quickly with you. It's a short episode, but it's packed with incredible insight. I hope you enjoy it. What if I told you that the really good season that you're in right now, it doesn't mean that it'll be good forever? This is something I've been learning as I've been journeying with God over the last couple years, and especially as the seasons have changed and gone in my life. You know, for some things, I'm really thankful for the change. There have been things in my life that I'm thankful that I've moved beyond. I'm thankful that I'm no longer that lost party girl of my early college days when I was seeking for everything and everybody else to fill me but Jesus. I was so lost and broken then. I was making super poor choices, and I'm so thankful that that season is gone. I'm also thankful I'm past that season where my husband and I feel like our first year of marriage, we had so many major miscommunication issues when we were newlyweds. But now it's like that kind of season has changed, it's passed. And now I feel like our communication issues are pretty minor, or, you know, we've grown beyond that, which is such a good season for change. And it's actually, I feel like it's continuing to be a season that's going to keep getting better. And I'm thankful I'm no longer in a season of feeling lost and purposeless and void and wondering, why do I feel so empty? But then there's other seasons that weren't necessarily bad. You know, they weren't bad seasons. They were actually really good in so many ways for that season. So, you know, for a while, I was a dental hygienist for 7 years, and I taught others about oral health, and I loved my job. I loved pouring into the patients each week, saying hello to them, knowing their name, knowing their kids, and just connecting with them on a regular basis. I also enjoyed living in Southern California for many, many years. I loved days where we went to the beach and enjoyed the warm breezes on our patio every evening. I loved that we were close to so many activities being in the big city. That was definitely a favorite of mine. And I really enjoyed staying home with my kids for a season. When my youngest was born, I just really felt like I was supposed to stay home. And so I stayed home for that next year and experienced full-time motherhood to the fullest. But then things started to shift, and what was really good felt off or didn't feel quite right anymore. That time where I was a dental hygienist for years and years and years, and I loved it, and not that I don't love it still, but it changed. Something was different, and it was like there was a shift in my heart, and I didn't know what to do about it. The same thing with Southern California. There was so much to love about it, and I still love so much about California, but there was something that kept shifting, and especially in the past year, I felt like God was almost changing my heart to be open to the possibility of change. And then the same thing with my daughter and my kids when I was doing full-time motherhood. And, you know, honestly, I wasn't even looking to go back to work. And then it just kind of fell into my lap. And I prayed, God, if this is not in your will, then take this away from me, because I don't want to be doing something that is against what you want me to do. But he continued to tell me, it's okay. I've created you to be both a mom and a steward of many things and be able to work and provide for the family as well. And so just kind of telling me and affirming me that this is good for this next season, that this next season you're coming in, it's going to be good for you. So it comes down to this boiled point of what was good for a season. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be good for the next season or even right for the next season. You know, this is the first year being in Idaho that I've experienced a full-blown winter in about 18 years. I lived in Paradise, California. As a lot of you know, that's where my family got devastated by the wildfire. They're doing a lot better now, just if you guys were curious. But all in all, Paradise was actually a place where it did experience some decent seasonal change. It was up in the mountains, surrounded by, you know, pine trees, and we definitely got some snow some years, and it would definitely get cold, and it was rainy, and, you know, we experienced the seasons, and it would get really warm in the summer and just nice, and so we always saw those seasonal changes. But then I moved away to college, and I went down to the California coast, and subsequently to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. I don't know if anybody of you guys know where that is, but it's a gorgeous little beach town area, and there wasn't really a whole lot of seasonal changes. You know, the winters were mild at worst, and we continued to make our way down to Southern California, LA area, and experienced even less and less of the seasonal change. But this morning, I woke up to more frost on my car and a temperature gauge that read 16 degrees, and I threw on 2 layers of clothes and my jacket and was looking for my gloves and put on some boots. And if I was out in it for any length of time, I probably would have grabbed my scarf and a hat. And guess what? I mean, even a few weeks ago, we had a good layer of snow. And nobody had to tell me that it was time to wear these things, that you need to wear warmer clothes and you need to wear the appropriate things. I simply felt it. I sensed it. I could see that the weather was indeed showing signs that the cold was here to stay for a while. And therefore, t-shirts and shorts were no longer best for this season. And maybe you feel something in your heart changing too, to the season. And did you once have a love and a passion for your current job, but years later you're feeling that it no longer satisfies you in the ways that you thought it would? Or maybe you started pursuing this one adventure only to realize that's not exactly what you thought it would be, and now you're being drawn to something else totally unexpected. Or maybe you stayed home with the kids for a while and that was good for a season, but you know what? Then all of a sudden you're like, that is not good for the season anymore. I need some sanity. Mama's right, like sometimes you need that. I need some sanity. I need to get out. And then you feel your heart being pulled to pursuing your business dream or going back to work and realizing that that's good for that season. Or maybe you're pulling back from work because you're like, no, this isn't good for our family. It's not good for this season. You're going back home again. You never know. Or maybe you even do homeschooling with your kids. Guys, I tried that for a month. It was good for just that very short season. And then we realized that it was no longer good for our current situation and season that we're in. And maybe we'll go back to it. I actually do believe there might be a good time for it, but for now, we're in the season where public school is where they're at, and we feel good in this season of life with that. And so perhaps it still doesn't seem to make sense to others, but to you, you felt that change of season, and you're simply responding to the shifts that you're experiencing either externally or internally. You have seen the shifts that need to be taking place and within whether it's your family or whatnot, but you initially maybe loved where you lived and enjoyed fellowship there, but suddenly years later you felt it was no longer right, or now you ache for a slower paced life from the hustle of the city, or you long for the energy of the city to bring your dreams to life compared to the rural country with less opportunity. What was good for a season may not be good for this season, right? Ecclesiastes is one of my favorite parts of the Bible. It's a book of the Bible that has so much wisdom. It's actually said that the wisest person in the world spoke words there. I really encourage you to go into Ecclesiastes and start reading some of it. But there's this part in here that is so beautiful and talks about the seasons. And I want to read this to you. It's Ecclesiastes 3, and it says, "For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." For me, I felt these shifts. I've felt these shifts, and we've responded to the shifts that have gone through our lives and our hearts and our minds in the past year. It's been hard. It's been challenging. I'm not going to say that it's always been easy, but now we're entering into a season where, because we've responded to those shifts, we are seeing our hearts come to a peace and ease that we've never experienced in a while. You know, not too long ago, things were still really good until it was, well, not so good, right? You know, desires changed and things change. And, you know, that's why we decided to take that change and respond to God's invitation by taking that leap of faith towards a new season that we felt like God was beckoning us to pursue with Him here in rural Southern Idaho. You need to know right now that you have options too, that you don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to explain that shift that you feel in your heart to anyone else, just like you don't have to explain why you have to start wearing scarves and mittens and boots again. Just make that shift that you know you need to make that's going to be good for you for this next season. Take the next step with God to pursue whatever it is that He's beckoning you to pursue with Him. There's a reason you're feeling the way you're feeling. There's something else for you in this next season that you may miss out on if you don't take that initiative. Today, I feel lighter. I feel lighter in this new season of change that I've responded to in this past year. This shift has been good for us. It's where we are supposed to be. Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing right now, friend? Do you feel a shift right now coming? Don't be afraid of it. Okay, lean into it, because with God by your side, you have nothing to fear. And He may just be beckoning you to another change that's going to be good for this next season. Have you ever thought to yourself, there's got to be more to life than this? Or maybe you've questioned whether or not you have a purpose or pursuing the calling God has for you. I decided to unpack this in my free 18-page ebook titled Purpose Manifesto, which will help you answer those questions in a unique way you've probably never heard before, and in a way where you will finally feel the relief and clarity you've been so desperate to have. Go to rachelcswanson.com/purposemanifesto to download your free ebook into your inbox today. You will also be subscribed to my newsletter where I share only the good stuff. Once you've read it, shoot me an email and let me know what you think. As always, you can find me on Instagram or Facebook using my name, Rachel C. Swanson. Thank you so much for listening in, and I will see you next time.